Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rick Ross has formally apologized for a lyric some have called pro-rape. His apology, in the form of a tweet, came the same day as a women's group, Ultraviolet, planned to protest outside of one of his sponsors, Reebok, in Manhattan. He tweeted, "I don't condone rape and I apologize for lyrics that were interpreted as rape." He also tweeted, "Apologies to my many business partners who would never promote violence against women." He specifically mentioned Reebok and Ultraviolet. Rihanna's the latest celebrity victim of swatting. A call came in to 911 claiming that two armed men were inside the home and had shot someone. LAPD were on the scene and realized it was another swatting call. The incident comes a day after Diddy was swatted in his nearby California home. The Dream says he will not work with singer Keisha Cole. In a recent interview, he spoke about Cole's recent feud with longtime collaborator Beyonce, stemming from Cole's critique of Beyonce's new single, Bow Down. Dream said he feels it's his obligation as a friend to stick by Beyonce's side and won't work with Cole again until she clears things up with Beyonce. Miami Heat star Chris Bosh is missing over $300,000 in jewelry after burglars struck his Miami home while he was out celebrating his birthday. Miami Beach PD says he called them after he and his wife returned to their home and noticed that it had been ransacked. Items missing included watches, rings, and purses. DJ Clue and his lawyer plan on fighting the New York Police Department regarding his drug and driving arrest. He was charged with drug possession and driving on a suspended license. Meanwhile, he's denying allegations and maintains his innocence. He intends to fight the charges in trial.